right, continuing here on the Mitch Albom program, I want to welcome David Brody, who I've seen frequently on CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. He's a commentator, a journalist, has extensive knowledge of the situation in Israel, and interested in his take on things going on. David, welcome to the Mitch Albom program. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, Mitch. Great to be with you.
So the current state of affairs, let me begin right where we are. Israel teetering on trying to go into Rafah to, what they say, eliminate the last vestige of Hamas there, getting incredible pressure from the United States, even to the tune of a senator calling for the ouster of the current prime minister, and threats that America is not going to continue to give them weapons if they do this. Talk about the conundrum that Israel finds itself in, and how much should it be concerned with the international community's support?
Well, they should be extremely concerned. Of course, this is nothing new to Israel. They know the world, quote, is against them. They've been against them for a very long time. So Israel's used to this, but they're not used to it from the United States. And I think the politics in the United States has changed quite dramatically. We have kind of a strange bedfellow situation with folks on the anarchist right and the progressive left, in a way, really in a strange sort of way, kind of teaming together to be extremely anti-Israel and changing the political landscape in America, which, of course, in turn, gets Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate, to go to the Senate floor and make that startling announcement about Netanyahu. And so, you know, like whatever you want to think about Netanyahu, the reality is that this is critical mass for Israel right now. We even saw Canada just in the last 24 hours decide they're going to stop their arms exports to Israel. So this is getting worse by the day for Israel, and it's something that really is unprecedented in that regard.
Why is this happening this way? Everything tilted against Israel. Israel somehow the perpetrator of war crimes and killing innocent people, and you don't hear a word out of Joe Biden's mouth or any of these critical people critical of Israel about Hamas. Like, I could even understand if they said, look, Israel, you've got to be more careful in what you're doing. You've got to take better steps not to kill civilians. And Hamas, you need to release the hostages immediately and lay down your arms. But I don't even hear Hamas being scolded. It's as if this is a one-way finger wagging going on here.
Well, it's pathetic. And Joe Biden is beholden to the progressive left. And let's be honest, if you want to really boil it down, it comes down to politics and more micro than politics. It comes down to Michigan. It comes down to Dearborn, Michigan, and Rashida Tlaib and the progressive left. He needs to win. Biden needs to win Michigan. It is ridiculous. It's coming down to Michigan. But it's true. He needs to win Michigan if he's got a shot at winning the White House again. And he therefore needs to help the progressive left kind of at least has some sort of semblance or some sort of kumbaya moment with the progressive left so he can win Michigan, because honestly, if he doesn't get the progressive left in Michigan, he's in trouble. So I think that's part of it. But look, I think overall from a macro 30,000 foot view standpoint here, there's no moral equivalency here. I mean, the sentiment there should scare everyone. Truth is under attack. I mean, in a day and age, Mitch, when women are called men and men are called women, I guess we shouldn't be shocked that we have an upside-down world. I mean, This is the moral equivalency crap that people love to use in these situations. Look, Israel wants to peacefully coexist, and Hamas, Hezbollah, and all the rest of them want to make sure Israel doesn't exist. There is no moral equivalency, but this is the world we live in today, and I think it's much more emblematic and problematic writ large about what's really going on in the culture, and I believe from a spiritual sense as well.
Is there any reason to believe that if Donald Trump were to win the White House instead of Joe Biden, that things would be different?
Yes, because the only thing they know over there in the Middle East, to say the thing, I don't know any other better way to term it, but the only expression they know over there is strength and force. And we can get into all of the Arab world and Muslims and how they operate over there, but that's the truth of the matter. They respect strength. Donald Trump, whether you love him or you can't stand him, he's got strength on his side for sure. And here's the dirty little secret and why no one wants a piece of Trump in the Middle East and elsewhere, because he's relatively certifiably crazy that he might just indeed do something that is totally unpredictable, that they have no idea is coming. And that scares the bejesus out of them, and that's called the art of the deal. So that's why he gets things done, because he's unpredictable. Biden's way too predictable. Hmm.
David, I thank you for spending a little time with us. Appreciate the conversation.
Anytime, Mitch. Thanks.
David Brody joining us at 760 WJR.